The Christ comes, I would say, as a teacher to show humanity the way out of this present impasse. He will certainly not do it for us. I mean, that you can take as an absolute guarantee. He will not change the world, but he will seek to transform the world into living together peacefully as brothers and sisters of one humanity, sharing naturally as a family the produce of the world, by inspiring humanity to see itself as one, to see that we are indeed brothers and sisters of that one humanity, and therefore that the food, the raw materials, the energy, the science, the technological know-how of the world belongs to all people. It's given by divine providence for all people. It doesn't belong to America or Britain or France or Germany or Japan or whomever we might think has created it. There is nobody on earth who can create a blade of grass or a fish or make any organic material at all without the help of divine providence. We're only agents. And if we could only recognize ourselves as agents, then we would begin to see that really we are dependent on the forces of God, as we might call it, the forces of the sun, the rain, the sunshine, the seeds which come again and again naturally in the earth, to create the very produce which we claim to be our own, which we husband and we gather and then we sell to the highest bidder on the market for us. But it's all very well for Britain or France or America or West Germany or Japan or Russia to say, that's a fine way to conduct our affairs, and we've got plenty of money, so if we have a bad harvest or a bit of a drought, we can cope, we will just buy more on the world's market. But what about the Ethiopians? You know, what about the people in Angola? What about the people in Peru, the people in the various underdeveloped areas of the world? They cannot, if they have a bit of a drought, if the rainfall is short even in any particular year, they cannot just automatically pay the highest price to the highest bidder in the world's market. We have to learn to share. We have to accept responsibility for each other as members of that one humanity. And that will be the task of the Christ, to show that we are one. There is no such thing as a separate individual. We are part of one great oversoul. And that being so, the resources of the world belong to all. And not until we recognize that fact can we make any further progress along the path of evolution. The Christ has said through me, one of the many messages which he has given through me at my London lectures, he said, the problems of mankind are real, but they're solvable. The solution lies within your grasp. Take your brother's need as the measure for your actions and solve the problems of the world. There is no other course. He said, as soon as we take the first step into sharing, we take the first step into the manifestation of our own divinity. It's as simple as that.